Bobati. Bobati. All right. What's the first B stand for?
Welcome to the Buckhorn Podcast. I'm Marcel, and with me always is Randy.
I am.
So if you hear yips, yowls, and yahoos.
Oh, man, I'm trying. You know, I should be good. They're up 28 to nothing since the end of the first quarter.
This is the first game of the season, right?
It is. As we're recording, it is. Yeah. Go Bucks. Justin Fields is looking amazing. I know you care so much about this.
Yeah, I don't. Anyway, I could care less.
So how you doing?
I'm great. I'm good. This is going to be a good show.
I'm excited. You seemed excited, and I have no clue what we're talking about.
This is going to be good.
Talk about unscripted, man. When you listen to Buckhorn Podcast.
The Buckhorn Podcast.
When you listen to White Boy Buckhorn Podcast. Oh,
people have no idea what you're even talking
they
about.
They don't. I bet two do.
You and I.
You and
anyway,
I, sex?
You and I. So, we're going to kick this off. We have got the 25 beers you need to try before you die.
Yeah.
Now,
Mom's going to love this episode.
It's going to be a good one.
She has not ever had a beer.
And then after
she smelled a beer once.
That's it?
Said she was in college, went to drink like everybody else was, opened a beer, smelled it, thought it smelled disgusting, said hard pass, and never drank any.
Yeah, it must have been a Bush latte.
I mean, you're talking, she was in college, she was born like 1842.
Wow.
So
you are grounded.
She looks great for her age.
1842, yeah.
No, I don't know when she was in, went to this party or whatever, but obviously the beer has changed. There's a lot of the same old ones. I'm sure the Buds and Bushes and Yingling. Yeah. But now you got all these, you know, you go to that Ameristop. Did I tell you I went in there? Me and GW stopped by there by accident? Like,
no.
Yeah, he had to get something. A money order or something for, because he coaches high school, and he had to get a background check done. They only took money order.
Yeah.
So we go out before golfing in Lancaster. This has been, I don't know how long, a month ago. And he's like, oh, there's Ameristop. I was like, oh, Martell talked about that place. It looks like a gas station with no gas pumps.
Yeah, it's
like, it's part of the strip mall.
It's just a convenience
I did
store.
Not expect the selection they have in there.
I told you.
You've said it, but I didn't expect, it was like walking into Willy Wonka's warehouse.
Yeah.
There's so much beer.
There's one aisle, and on both sides, it's nothing but beer.
Yeah, like, but it's just beers like you see at gas stations. It's like beers you've never heard of.
Right.
It was an impressive collection. I bought none of it, but...
It's the place to go.
It was impressive. I did walk through and look at a bunch of them. Very cool cans.
A lot of pretty cans.
A lot of stuff that looked real hoppy. I don't like... That's my problem with all the IPAs and... Beers taste too hoppy. It's just, I like, if I'm going to have one, it's got to be cool and refreshing. Like, I want something smooth.
You need a Bush latte.
A Bush latte. Get some Natter Days. Ugh. Get me a White Claw. Ugh. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
No.
And now everybody's doing alcoholic seltzer water.
Yeah. Woo girls.
Natty Woo! Is doing seltzer water.
I know. And beer. So is Four Loko.
Are they? See, I don't get it. Seltzer water is not good. It's not refreshing. It's like drinking Sprite without any of the goodness in it.
Sugar?
Right.
Okay.
No, but the Sprite, does it have sugar?
I don't know. It doesn't have caffeine.
No, it's not caffeine. It's got flavor, though.
It's got sugar in it.
But, yeah, seltzer water is not good. I can't imagine making a seltzer water beer thing.
People are drinking it. They're living it up.
Maybe after my 75 days, we'll do a White Claw taste test.
I've had it. I'm not a big fan.
Oh, have you? Liz is
drinking it.
Oh, well.
Liz likes it. I'm not
going to say anything negative to Liz because she'll stab me.
I call her a woo
and
girl.
I like her.
I showed her a video last night. This guy.
That building's got a split system AC on it.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird what I noticed because of my
job.
This guy. You're watching a video.
Huh?
You said you're watching a video last night and there's this guy.
I completely just moved on.
All right.
Great.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Speaking of golfing, I'm trying to convince Liz.
To go golfing?
No, to let me buy a golf course.
Buy a course?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Oh, me too. It's $1.2 million.
Do I get to play for free? Maybe. I'll pitch in $1,000.
Well, I'm going to ask.
If I can own 1% of
it. I'm going to ask the listeners if they will start pitching in money so we can buy this golf course.
Call it the Buttcorn Golf Course?
Well, I'm not going to change the name
Buttcorn of it. Links.
No. I'm going to leave it the same. But it has a building on it already.
Well, that's good. They need that.
Well, it has an apartment. The apartment can be the studio.
I know what golf course you're talking about. I didn't know that was for sale.
Yeah.
Because I seen the apartment for rent and I almost called on it because I was like.
Well, it's right over here.
I know. That's the golf course that we played at when we stopped at Ameristop.
Well, that golf course has two huge for sale signs on the property.
They did it 4 weeks ago when we played there.
Oh, they did.
The apartment sign was up because I was like, if I lived here, I could golf all the time. I wonder how much they went for the apartment.
I don't know.
So it's 1.2?
It's 1.25. Yeah, it's $1.25 million.
I'm going to text some people when I get done today.
I want to buy it. Like, I told Liz I want to buy it, and she's like, we're not buying that. I'm like, I want to buy this. I said, imagine what we could do with it. I said, we could buy the golf course, have, 7 months that you can golf. It won't be great
for
a portion of that, but you can golf 7 months out of the year here.
Yeah,
it gets real cold. But we could put a tap room in and have all the local breweries around here and have stuff on tap and just have one central location where you can get stuff from all the breweries around.
I like where your head's at.
That's what I'm thinking. Year round, you have year round.
So they've got
business.
I mean, the building needs work, the clubhouse for sure.
Well, the clubhouse, I'm sure it does.
But the other building you could probably do something.
Could
that.
Be a nice like bar, tap house. I'm sure they already have their liquor license if they're selling beer. I'm not looking to sell.
Yeah, they sell canned beer there.
Right.
Way too expensive. $13 for a six pack of like Coors Light.
No, I would buy that.
Ridiculous.
I would lower the price of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I'd probably change over there if I could buy it.
But I bet they take a mill.
I would probably start off at like $850.
Yeah.
I'd come in super low. I know that. You know, I'm like, $850,000. That's super low, but it's 99
acres. They're asking
1.2. And it's a 27-hole golf course.
Yeah.
There's a full 18 and then another 9.
Par 3 9.
Yeah. So
18 is an executive course. I've played it several times now.
Yeah. I'm trying to convince Liz that it would be a great investment.
It could be. Absolutely. But if you make some good changes on it.
Make some changes.
I wonder how much it makes in a year.
Well, that's the other things I would need to see.
I'd have to see the numbers.
I'd have to see the numbers, see what they're making in a year, see what they're
out. I will say this, man. People are out there. Like, every time we go, there's people out there.
We drove back to Toronto 2 weeks ago, where the week before my surgery.
Mm-hmm.
That's the parking lot was packed. That's when I saw the for sale sign.
Interesting.
And I said, I want to buy this. And she's like, we're not buying that. I'm like, it's packed. Like,
it's always busy.
Packed. So, and I have a connection at Eagle Golf Carts already, so I can probably get a discount on my golf cart maintenance.
There you go.
Used to be my neighbor. So, send all my stuff over there. Anyway, I'm trying to buy a golf course, so if you guys want to donate to my golf course fund, get a hold of me. I don't have a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter or any of that set up.
Just bring cash. We'll meet at Ameristop.
I'll give you my Venmo. And I will absolutely put it towards this golf course.
Now, if I bring money or give you money in your Venmo, do I own a percentage?
No.
Well, then why would I give you money?
Because then I get to own this awesome golf course.
Oh, that's
fair. There would be good benefits. Incentive. You wouldn't own any, but there'd be benefits for, you know.
The benefit is you can tell people that you gave money to somebody else to buy that golf course.
No. Like, let's say $1,000.
You get one free beer a month.
You get, like, one free game a month.
For $1,000,
yeah,
for life, I can make that worth it.
That's worth it. $1,000, free game a month for life, and it doesn't. You don't
depends
get,
on how long I live. Actually,
it doesn't compound up either. If you don't play in December, you don't get two in January.
Oh, I'm out then.
Sorry.
What if I want them all now?
They're not rollover rounds.
Yeah, I'll buy it and I'll give you rollover rounds. Bring me money. And I'll rename the golf course. Ha ha, Martell didn't buy this Lynx.
I'm going to rename it Caddyshack.
You can't do that.
Why?
You just can't. You can't name like something that's got so much. People will be disappointed.
I wouldn't.
If I show up and I don't see Groundhogs and Bill Murray.
Well, I said I'd have to get Bill Murray out for the grand opening.
Good luck. He'd probably do it.
He'd probably do it. You just got to call his 800 number.
Yeah. I had a friend. Who was it? I saw on their Facebook or Instagram. they were out eating somewhere, and they ran into Bill Murray and Warren Buffett eating at, like, some random restaurant with
I think I saw an article the other day where Bill Murray was having dinner with Warren Buffett.
Yeah, they're just been, like, hanging around. You know, they go out and about anywhere.
Yeah. And, well, he lives down in South Carolina.
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, Bill does. I don't know where Mr. Buffett lives.
Everywhere. But, anywhere he wants.
Anywhere. He still owns the same house that he grew up in. And drives a simple car.
What we're saying is, anyway, they got some money.
Anyway, I want this golf course. There's some things I'd love to do with it. And then I can quit my job and just run a golf course full time after 5 years. Because it'd be a while before I actually quit. I couldn't quit immediately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I wouldn't want to quit. I'd want something. Like, I'd want to be able to go in. Like, if you own a golf course in Taproot, I'd want to be able to go hang out and work, quote unquote, work. I wanted to, but I'd also forage a lot on, like, you know, I take time to do what I like to do.
I
mean,
I would be the owner of the golf course. I wouldn't be in there.
Right. That's what I mean.
Managing the right. I would have a property manager, and right. I'd have a business manager and let them
right.
take care of the greens, take care of the business. I'm
just, 'cause you don't know jack crap about taking care of a golf course.
Well, at this point, no, I don't. And it's an investment at this point. So I'm going to invest into keeping these people on board. And keeping the thing running year round.
So it's going to take probably a couple mil to buy that. And
yeah.
Bring lots of thousands, people.
Yeah. Or just bring mils.
That'll work. If you just get 2 million from one person, that's easy. You're done.
Well, if I get 2 million from one person, they get to play anytime they want for life.
I think that makes them the owner.
Not if they give me the money and I buy it.
Fair point. That's a good business strategy.
All in who owns the deed. Anyway, 25 beers you need to try before you die.
Oh, we got way sidetracked. All right.
Yeah, we did.
25 beers. Hit me with them.
So,
see if I've heard of any of them.
I don't know that I've heard of any of them. This is the first time I'm seeing this. So, and I'm going to butcher the names of these because
it's you're you.
Belgium. This is Belgian. So it's 3 Fontaine, Ode, Grazi, Cuvée, Armand, and Gustin.
Wait, that's one beer name?
That is one beer name.
Because that sounds like 25 different beers.
It does.
I'm not going to try that just because
I think I the beer name it. Is 3 Fontaine Oud Gusty. Guzzi. So
that's still too long.
It's a it's way too long. It's from Belgium.
So are these beers obtainable here? Do we know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's
how we roll.
25 beers to try before you die.
Well, everybody knows we like picking articles based on just headlines, so let's see where it takes us.
Yeah, so here's the next one. The Alchemist Heady Topper. It's a double IPA.
That sounds like something you could get here.
That's out of Vermont.
There you go.
So I could probably get that.
Now, does it give descriptions of these beers? Light, dark, hoppy?
It gives a
marijuana beer.
Like this one says, do we need more lists that include heady and very... The help.
I just want to know the flavor profile. I don't care about
none of that.
Oh, okay.
There's none of that.
So
in any of this,
0-2 on having heard of these, and you drink weird beers.
I'm sure that I probably haven't heard of any of these 25 at this point.
There's a lot of microbrewing going on in the country.
So let's see. The next one, Allagash White.
Allagash.
It's Allagash, A L L A G A S H. Allagash.
Okay, I don't even know what
Portland,
that means.
Portland, Maine. I don't know. That's the name of the
company. That's from Maine. All these are upper...
It's a Whitbier.
Northeastern-y.
I don't even know what a Whitbier is.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. These are,
a Whitbier is a couponer, a smart shopper. They are a witty buyer.
Okay. I don't know what any of these are.
What's for?
All right, next one. I can't pronounce it. It's so German.
Come on, you're French.
Yeah.
Oh, oui.
Badistisch Strabrupen.
Wait, spell that first word.
Badische. Badistisch.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Hey.
It's a Pilsner.
It's badass.
It's badass. It's a Pilsner. It's like a Miller Lite.
See, a Pilsner wouldn't be too bad, I don't think.
No.
I just don't like the real hoppy, nasty, skunky tasting beers.
You're just describing every IPA.
I know. I don't like IPAs.
To describe every other beer as an IPA.
Not every. You said Pilsner. I said I'd probably like that.
Right. But every beer when I tried was at Ameristop, you said they all looked hoppy.
No, a lot of them did. Like, they even say some of them have a name that includes hops somehow. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, those ones I'd probably avoid, but there was like hundreds of beers. I'm sure I like probably. A lot. I would like a lot of them.
Yeah, the shitload.
Up at Old Town Deli in Westerville, they have the flat I tried. Four of the five I really like. There's one I like really loved. But four of the five I really liked. The other one I was like, eh, like if somebody bought it for me, it'd be okay, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And they weren't all Pilsners, but I just don't like the real skunky Corona flavored beers.
Corona's not even an IPA.
I know. It's just gross.
It's just...
It's a GPA.
It's disgusting. But here's another one I can't pronounce. Bierstisch. And it's a Hefeweizen.
That might be okay.
Hefeweizens are good. Bananas and cloves.
Hefer means cow. So it's probably made with meat.
Bananas and cloves.
Ooh, banana beer. I'm intrigued.
That's what a Hefeweizen has a flavor profile of.
Hmm.
Banana and cloves.
We'll have to try and find that one.
We can use any Hefeweizen.
We need to do a heifer tasting.
All right, here's another Pilsner out of Italy.
Ooh. Talk about pinkies up.
Yeah, I can't.
That's almost as bad as French people.
I can't pronounce any of
these. Nope, come on.
This is so bad.
This is your list.
I know. Birrifico.
Oh, that's easy.
No, that's what I'm calling it. Birrificio. Birrifico.
Birrificio.
Nope.
Probably ends in chow.
It is birrifico because it is beer-tastic. Oh, I can pronounce this one. Bottle Logic Fundamental Observation.
Well, that's easy to pronounce. What's that mean?
I don't know. It's an imperial stout.
That might not. Some stouts I like.
I assume that Fundamental Observation is the name of the brewery.
Oh, that makes sense. But that's not a crazy name. We can pronounce it, and it's a stout. We know what it is.
Yeah, I know what that is. And it's dark, and it's 13.2%.
Ooh, hefty. Yeah. So it goes down like syrup, and you get a little tingly.
Maybe.
Arms get a little loose.
Maybe.
I had a buddy who was like, you know, I don't know if I've ever been really, like, hammered, but sometimes my arms just get a little loose. And I was like, what does that mean?
All I can picture is him and he's from, like...
Like the flailing arm guy, like, ooh!
Yeah, from Ace Ventura.
And I would...
Stop it.
Oh, aneurysm.
Brassiera.
But, like, do you have a certain way when you know you're getting too far? Like, does mine, back in the day when I was, like, partying all the time, my buddies always knew if I started doing this, which I'm tapping my teeth, you can't see.
Yeah.
I'd start doing that, and they'd say, what are you doing? I'd be like, my teeth are numb. And if I said my teeth are numb, I was good. I was there. So everybody would look at me and be like, yo, is Randy's teeth numb? No, we're still good. Let's go. And my buddy, I think that's what he means when my arms, he's like, they just feel loose. Like, like, yeah, you're drunk. He wasn't when he was telling me this, but I was like, yeah, that means you're drunk.
My vision gets a little obscure.
Well, yeah. I mean, that'll happen.
That's about it. And I take a couple deep breaths.
And then you realize you just have your glasses off and been drinking coffee all day.
Right. So there's another one I can't pronounce out of Belgium. Brasserie de la Sena Taras Bulba.
Dude, you sound like that scene in Inglourious Basterds where they're pretending to be Italian. And
Buongiorno.
Yeah, they're like, Buongiorno. And then what's his name? Just like, Buongiorno. Like, you are reading these so white. You sound like a white butt boy.
I still, no one has no idea.
Nobody
what the
gets
hell.
It.
I'm going to have to post that video.
Oh, I'm not posting that video. Nope. Make them find it.
Nope. I'm posting that video.
Okay, I don't care.
I'm going to post the unedited version.
Not I don't care. End. Don't watch it, Mom.
Or do, because it's hilarious.
Well, I'm not your dad. I can't tell you what to do.
Brasserie
I'm Duval only your cousin.
S.A. Orville.
Yeah.
It's another Belgian.
I've known a guy named Orville.
Yep.
Redenbacher.
And some of these, I don't know that I actually want to go try.
I would try just about anything. Now, I'm not buying all 25 of them to try.
Well, that's the thing. The only way I'm going to get to
but
try
if,
well, is
like
to
a
buy
flight
them.
Where I could buy a flight of them.
A flight
that'd be way
25?
Cheaper. Yeah, it'd be a big flight. That'd be like transatlantic flight.
Yeah, so there's another Brasserie. DuPont, Saison, DuPont. It's a Saison.
Cesar. Chavez?
Yep. Here's another Brasserie.
Better build that wall.
These are all out of, like, is a Brasserie. This one's out of France.
So they're, it sounds like that brewery is like the Buffalo Trace.
Well, but that brew, it's, but the Brasserie is not a, that's,
oh, that's, I thought that was the name of like the, oh, okay.
No, because
I thought these were all from one brewery.
No, because the first Brasserie is in Brussels. The second one that I read is in
Brussels, which is in Belgium. Netherlands. And then Belgium, which is in Russia.
Florenceville, Belgium. And then the next Brasserie was in Belgium.
Which is in Russia.
Place in Belgium, and this one's in France,
which is in Bangladesh.
Yeah. God, I'm gonna
read it. Come on.
I can't
butcher the name.
Brewery, or I'm calling it brewery. Brewery. Speciala. God, I am horrible.
Spazila.
Ronchbier.
Ronchbier.
Ronchbier. Ronchbier.
See, a Ronchbier is somebody who has a fetish for rotting food. That's not quite there.
Ronchbier.
But those bananas are kind of ripe. That's what really gets them off. So they use their coupons from the whip buyer.
And I really wish that they gave more of a description of what these were.
Yeah, that'd be nice because these names are not helping us at all.
Like this one, like this Ronchbier says, every drinker should get out of their comfort zone and try a smoked beer. And then this, in my opinion,
smoked beer
is an example, the best example of the world. That doesn't tell me anything about what this is.
I'm intrigued.
I'm not. Here's a Rodenbach.
Rodenbacher.
Brower something rather. Starts with, it ends with E-R-I-J. Brower. Rodenbach.
Starts with E-R-I-J?
Ends with E-R-I-J.
Oh.
Here's the same thing. Ends in E-R-I-J. I can't. Brower. Brouwerjock.
Brouwergrugum.
It's Duchess de Borgia. Flounders Red. That's all it says. It's a style is a Flounders Red.
That's going to be like a Killian's.
Maybe. Daisy Cutter Half Acre.
Hey, now we're back in
there,
the States.
Now we're back. I can say that one.
Kind of.
Daisy Cutter. That's what them shorts are that you wear.
Daisy cutters?
Daisy
to cover
cutters.
Up your turd cutter?
Yeah. Daisy. Ew. Dukes.
Turd cutter stout.
All right, so I have two bottles of this already, and I've had one bottle before.
Of the Daisy cutter?
No.
Oh.
Goose Island Bourbon County.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've talked about that before.
And it was so good. I've got two bottles downstairs.
We should try it.
No, we shouldn't.
We will try it.
They are expensive bottles.
How much are they?
They range from $12 to $20
a bottle. You're getting into bourbon prices there, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
For some beer.
Limited run.
Yeah, well, they can stay limited. I ain't paying $20 for a bottle of beer.
They're supposed to sit for 5 years before you open them.
No, hard pass.
So I've got
how long have you had them?
One for 2 years and one for 1 year. I'll probably buy another one this year if I can.
It's pretty bad when you have to budget for a bottle of beer.
Well, the $12 ones are the cheap ones, man. But then they have different flavor profiles based on the type of barrel it was sitting in. So, and some of the ones I didn't
right.
like from this past year, so I didn't buy one. And they're Imperial Stouts. Hill Farmstead, Jesus, Citra. Man.
That was tough for you.
It was, and that's in English. It's in English.
Hill Farmstead,
Citra.
So probably like a Blue Moon
type
thing.
It's an IPA, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's an American Pale Ale.
Probably tastes like the
Citra hops.
Inside of a charred, muddy orange peel.
Maybe.
Ugh.
Never had a charred,
all over.
Charred, muddy orange peel, so.
Gross. They're not good, let me tell you that much.
That stuff we had smelled more like a skunk than half the.
No, that smelled like pot.
That's what most.
I mean, yeah. And I didn't really like it either.
It was all right.
You bought more. Have you bought any since then?
I haven't bought any since then, no.
Liz liked it.
She thought it was okay.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
But
it tasted exactly like you'd think.
Jester King La Petite Prince.
No, that's for skinny boys.
That's a
table
beer.
That's
for
skinny fancy boys.
It's only 2.9%.
That's not even.
It is less than
like,
a Bud Light,
I was gonna say, all
Miller
the
Light,
light beers.
Busch Latte is, they're all 4.2. This is 2.9.
Coors Light's like
4.2.
Is it 4? I was going to say it's like 3.9 or 4.2 or something.
They're all like
2.9. Right there. That's not, it better taste great because there ain't no point in drinking. I mean, the only reason if I drink beer, I'll have one or two at a time max anyway because I don't slam beers.
Right.
And I drink them because I like the taste. So it better taste really good. I don't care so much about alcohol content, but that's kind of low for being on this list. You have to try
these. You have to try this before you die.
It must be really good.
I don't agree with this list so far. Some of them I want to try, but like this Cane Brewing Mexican Brunch.
Yeah.
It's an Imperial Milk Porter. That sounds good.
I've never had anything like that.
Like an Imperial Milk Stout's really good.
Is it?
They're really creamy.
I'd try that porter.
But it's no, a milk I like porter some. Would be is something interesting.
I'd give it a shot. I'd give it a wing ding.
Perennial Abraxas.
Perennial Abraxas. That sounds like what happened in my head when I hacked up a lung on the last episode or whenever.
Yeah. You got a brain aneurysm.
Perennial Abraxas.
Yeah, that's an Imperial Stout out of St. Louis.
Or a flower. It might be a flower.
This doesn't even look like a beer. This looks like mead.
Ooh. I want to make some honey mead. We should do that. We should make our own mead.
I'm going to make my own wine.
We need a buckhorn something, though. Like, I feel like buckhorn mead would be fitting.
Maybe.
Because, like, Vikings. We like Vikings, right?
Do we?
I don't know. Aren't you part Viking or something?
Like 0.00002.
Oh, you're so French.
I think I've got more African in me than Viking.
Yeah, you do.
That's according to my DNA check.
That's according to your doctor who performed your surgery when you were passed out.
Oh, no. He was an Indian fellow.
Dot or feather?
Dot.
Playfully racist. I found out I'm more feather Indian than I thought I was.
By what, 0.02%?
No, by a lot. My mom is officially a third Cherokee. And my dad's like, I don't know, we figured he's like 30% or something, so pretty close. Like yeah, third. Like I thought a third? 33% of something's a lot.
You said like, I don't know, like you said my mom's 30.
Oh, no, dad's like 30. Third, yeah.
And you know, and my dad's yeah,
3%
like,
makes
know,
a
like
difference, man.
30%.
Think about it, like, if you had 3% more income every year, that makes a little difference.
No, I know.
If you had 3% less weight, it's good.
I'm making fun of you.
If you had 3% more
because of what you said.
Nut butter. I don't know. But yeah, anyway.
You said your mom's a third. And then your dad's 30%. And I'm like, so a third?
Like, close. Like 94% of a third.
I'm skipping all the time. Some of these.
No, you can't skip them just because you don't want to try and pronounce them and sound dumb.
It has nothing even to do with pronouncing sound. This is taking
people
forever.
People want to know what beers to taste.
Here, I'll post the article.
Give it to our listeners, Martel. Give it to them right in their ears.
No.
Stick it through their speakers into their ear holes.
This is taking too long. I'm over this.
That's what we do. We talk about nonsense for an hour.
I know, but this is.
Then we pull our pants up and we go our merry ways. More.
San Andreas Rustic Ale.
San Andreas was a good video game. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas?
Adarius, sorry.
Oh. That must be from the Mexican side of the border.
It's from Capicola.
Yep, Mexico. No,
it's Capitola, California. It's a Saison. Squeege! Brewery.
Squeege? Brew?
I don't know. No, it's actually Schnell. Schneeule. Three E's.
Schnell.
Brewery. Marlin. It's a
I believe it's pronounced brewery.
Well, we're calling it brewery.
Brewery. I'm going to call everything brewery from now on.
We're arrogant. Ignorant American.
Buffalo Trace Distal Airy.
It's pronounced. It's spelled B-R-A-U-E-R-I-E. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. I don't need to try that. That's not good.
Never had it.
I have. It's not good. Yeast of Eden Family Minor.
I am not drinking anything called Yeast of Eden. There is not a beer on this planet that tastes good enough to name Yeast of Eden and make me buy it.
It's only 4.2%
of yeast.
Oh, and that's it. That's the last one.
Yeast.
All right. I'm glad that's
I mean, they're playing on East of Eden, but When I think yeast of Eden, I'm not thinking good things.
I'm glad that's over. That was tough to get through.
Are you okay?
No.
How's your head?
It's my back.
It hurt so bad it hurt your back.
So, keeping with the headlines and just reading headlines as we just read beer topics, beer titles, with absolutely no description to them, let's do Florida Man.
I do not want to do Florida Man.
You're going
to
do him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've got
bow, bow.
Different chica. Just headline stories, just
from Florida Man.
From Florida Man.
We haven't talked about Florida Man in a long time.
We haven't. So I got the best Florida Man headlines for 2019 so far. So how the Bucks doing over there, considering you've been staring at your phone?
I have not been staring at my phone, but they've done nothing. It's 4.5 left in the second, and they have not scored again. They haven't scored this whole quarter. Looks like they're trying a bunch of dumb stuff. They went so hardcore in the first quarter.
Then now they're trying dumb stuff.
Now they're just, yeah, they're running different plays. And
throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks.
Pretty much.
All right. All right, so here is title number one.
Uno.
Florida man shooting at target in backyard hits neighbor sitting at dining room table.
Okay, Florida man. Always know your target and what is behind it. You, no matter what you're shooting.
Nope.
No matter what caliber you're shooting.
Nope.
Well,
just find that target and shoot.
No. Incorrect. We do not condone that at the Butt Corn Podcast.
Shoot it, shoot it, shoot it. Shoot it till it's dead.
Spray and pray.
That's right. All right. Florida man doesn't get straw, attacks McDonald's employee.
Ooh. Well, that's because, dude, they got the best straws.
Do they?
Now, last episode, well, I don't know how we're going to play these. Last time we recorded, we talked about McDonald's as fast food, but they got the best straws of any fast food joint.
Yeah.
Dude, they're like steel tube rigid, and they're giant. They're like that big. You could suck a golf ball through one of those if you're good at sucking.
Well, you should give it a try.
Already have. I'm great at it.
There you go. Florida man arrested at Mar-a-Lago says he came to talk to Trump about his $6.3 trillion.
What was he going to do? Just walk up to Trump and be like, hey, let's talk about your money.
Let's talk about your money.
You don't just walk up to any president and say, hey, let's talk finances.
This was on January 3rd.
So that's not how it works.
These are all dated as well, so I'm just not giving out the date. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with pizza because he was mad he helped birth him.
That one's got layers. Because first off, I've never thought of assaulting somebody with pizza. Don't ruin a pizza.
Never.
Maybe it's
ruin
bad
pizza.
But why was
you
it
helped mom?
Was it stuffed crust? Was it
bacon
Chicago
wrap
style?
Who knows?
I want more details on this.
There's that's
like
it.
What led up to a pizza assaulting?
This is strictly headlines. Like even there are no
descriptions. It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire. It was a drive-by fruiting. Like you just grab pizza and smack your dad in the face.
Hot pizza.
Oh man.
Oh good. Good God. Florida man killed ex-girlfriend while trying to get rid of the devil.
Did he succeed?
I don't know. These are headlines.
I feel like you can't get rid of the devil by killing a person.
He just leaps bodies? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm no mathematician, but if the devil possesses somebody, I don't think killing that body is what gets rid of the devil. You got to shoot yourself in the head, just like in Fight Club.
Okay.
That's how you get rid of them demons. All them Brad Pitts you got running around.
He got rid of her demons.
He at least got rid of them this, occupying her body.
This one breaks my heart.
She just gets up and starts weekends of Bernie dancing.
That's creepy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, this next one breaks my heart.
Oh.
Florida man intentionally drove Ferrari 360 into the ocean at top speed.
Send it. YOLO. I love it. No. I love everything about that.
Man, I would.
Top speed?
That's what it says.
You're talking a couple hundo, right? Hitting the water? That's like an abrupt stop.
Like probably 160.
Okay, 160 to an abrupt stop.
Oh, the airbag deployed.
Aggressive.
There is. They did actually show.
How'd he survive? Like, how did he?
Doesn't matter at this point.
I mean, kind of. Maybe not. Is that how he wanted to die? Maybe
he was trying.
YOLO.
He tried.
He said, "I'm taking this car with me."
Took it with him. Florida man denies syringes found in his rectum are his.
I hate when that happens. You go in for back surgery, you wake up, next thing you know, syringes are up your butt.
It doesn't say if there's needles, it just says syringes.
I swear, Doc, I didn't put him there.
Florida man arrested after argument over cheesesteak.
That makes sense.
I would argue over cheesesteak.
I would side with Florida man on that one.
If this shit ain't good, I'm sending it back.
If it's too hot, I send it back. If it's not as big as my plate, I send it back.
It needs to be good or it's getting sent back. Florida man accused of burning son to teach him lessons about fire.
Yep, don't touch plausible. This. Define burning.
Put cigarettes out on his forearm.
That's an aggressive way to do it. I'd just use a lighter or a match.
It doesn't say. Again,
cigarettes are bad for your health.
Florida man allegedly fooled family into believing murdered wife was still alive.
Weekend at Bernie's.
H.H. Holmes.
Oh.
He reincarnated.
He's back.
Except this is the opposite, where he doesn't want the insurance money.
So, it probably doesn't say, did he fool on Weekends at Bernie, though? Like, he's just like, hey, everybody, I'm still alive, and they're around the dinner table? Or is it just a, yeah, she's doing fine, no, you can't see her, she's at work, or...
You're asking way too many questions for headlines.
Well, I need details.
These are headlines.
I need answers.
Let me show you.
Show me.
See if I can get this up on the TV without breaking my back.
Without breaking your fixed back?
Yeah. Plug it in. Florida man chews up police car seat after cocaine arrest. I had to kind of stumble on that to read it.
Chewed up the whole seat?
That's what it says.
You smack him in the nose with a newspaper. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That's it. You're looking at headlines.
Oh, it's literally
just
headlines.
It is literally just headlines.
Can you even click on them? I mean...
No. Well, you might be able to click on the...
Oh, okay.
On the date.
That's funny.
They're just headlines.
Chews up police car seat after cocaine arrest.
Yep.
Good night.
So you can't see anymore. Florida driver finds boa constrictor in his car engine.
I saw
this
a picture
has happened
like
more
yeah.
than.
Well, I saw one recently. There's a guy that had like a cobra or something. They heard something in his motorcycle and he lifted the seat.
And there was a cobra there.
There's a cobra under the seat.
Yeah. Did you see the whole video where he grabs a cobra up by the neck?
Yeah.
He's just like, whoop.
Yeah. No problem. Deal with it all the time.
Yeah, that would not be me.
Like me neither. That's why I live in Ohio.
That snake is
I don't worry
dangerous.
About gators. There was one video of a guy went to take a shot on a golf course as a gator walks like 10 yards away. And he just runs up real quick, takes a shot, and the gator's just strolling right in front of him. Mm-mm. And they act like it's nothing.
No, gators can run.
Yeah.
Fast.
I cannot. I don't want to move to Florida.
I can't outrun a gator. Drunk, shirtless Florida man harasses people in the park.
No, that could happen
anywhere. That's called homeless.
That could happen anywhere. That's just called being drunk. Go on campus. You'll see that about any given night.
This is my kind of Florida man right here. Florida man threatens to kill a man with kindness. Uses machete named Kindless.
I saw that one.
That one's
good.
Oh,
I saw that before. That's like some Walking Dead crap.
Yeah.
Where you name the weapon.
Florida man causes highway crash. Steals a Good Samaritan's truck who stopped to help.
Hey, if he causes a crash and he's got stuff to run for,
hey, I gotta get out of here.
I was gonna say, that was not too crazy.
I'm gonna borrow this.
That could happen in Oklahoma or anything.
Florida man who drove Ferrari into water said Jesus told him to do it.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take it to the ocean.
Wow.
Jesus told him to drive a Ferrari
into
the
water.
Ocean.
Yep.
I don't think Jesus works that way. Like, I'm not Tupac, but I'm pretty sure that's not how God works.
Are you sure?
No, I said I'm pretty sure.
I mean, there was...
I'm almost a third sure.
Like 30%?
Like 30%.
Okay. Florida man accused of luring kids, telling cops he can't recall as he drinks 18 to 20 beers before talking to children.
Well, you got to. You ever try to deal with random people's children?
They're a
annoying.
Nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
Give me 20 Brewer Feisham Niner Stout Imperials.
Is that a thing?
The one that's 2.6%.
Table.
Cops show up like, I've had 20 of these. They're like, this is literally water.
You're like, you're fine. You're fine.
Stumble around. As soon as the cop calls him out, he's just like, oh, I am sober. Sorry, kids.
This one I don't get because it's not Florida man. It says, caught on cam, horses chase suspect in Florida.
Horses are violent creatures.
Yeah.
They have razor-sharp talons and fangs. They spit venom. And their tails can sting you. And they're huge.
Okay. Port Richie man accused of throwing chair across Steak and Shake. Their
I thought they're...
No.
Yeah, their food... I used to love Steak and Shake, but...
And I won't go back.
Yeah. Their shakes are the slam, though. Their turtle caramel nut thing.
Yeah, they did have some good shakes.
It's amazing.
Man vacationing in Florida finds hidden cameras in his Airbnb.
No, that's just creepy. Yeah, that's and that could happen creepy. Anywhere. It probably does more than we know.
Yeah.
I think about that sometimes when I go on vacation, even like a random hotel room. You're like, what all has happened in this room? And of course, you know me, I stay up late at night because I can't sleep. And I read those like 20 plus creepy horror story clickbaity title. And one of them's like, yeah, we were staying there. And there was an odor. We didn't think none of it. And we went to leave and we were checking for our stuff and looked under the bed. And there was a dead body the whole time. So now, like, every time I go to a hotel, I'm like looking under the bed.
Oh, I look for stuff.
Looking under the mattress. Check the closets. Like,
I'm looking for a bag of money every time.
That'd be nice.
That'd be great.
Instead, you find used.
I don't find anything.
Playthings.
Nope.
Well, if the hotel's cleaned properly, you'll never find anything.
So. Don't want to think about that. Florida man, woman, ran over by a patrol car while lying in the road to watch the eclipse. A man and woman.
Hey, you want to go lay out in the yard? Yeah, we could do that. Or, and hear me out, middle of the road. 10 yards away.
Yep.
Much better view of the eclipse.
Florida man caught exposing himself in a Walmart in Pello Isle.
I mean, here's the thing, though. If you sleep naked, yeah, you want to test out the product.
You got to hug it.
You got to hug it with your thighs and see if it works.
North Florida man beat and pepper sprayed mom because she was narcissistic.
She deserved it, sounds like.
Probably. I'm probably going to skip over a couple of these here.
Nope.
No, we're not going through all 40 of these things.
Oh, I thought there's 25.
No,
good night.
There's like 40 of these, and I have like several tabs open with other stories.
Oh, well, read some funny ones then.
So, Florida man finds World War II grenade, places it in his truck, and drives to Taco Bell.
I mean, we love Taco Bell. That's a good way to get some free Taco Bell.
That is.
They tell you how much it is, you just hold up a grenade.
Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Like, your call.
Oh, man, Florida man learns the hard way he stole laxatives, not opioids.
Ooh. Bum, bum, ba, bum.
That's exactly what it was. Florida man spent weeks in jail for heroin that was actually detergent.
What? How? Okay, first off.
That's the police's fault.
It definitely is. That's my big, like, first off. But secondly, how did the dude have the detergent pack? It's not like it was in, like, an unopened Tide box and the police opened it like, oh, drugs. Like, it had to be in a baggie in his butt or something for them to even think it was drugs.
Baggie in the back of his car with a basket of laundry next to it.
Jeez.
I'm on my way to the laundromat.
Yeah.
Florida man thought it'd be a good idea to do donuts on an airport runway. Police were not amused.
It was not a good idea. Crazy thing. Does sound like fun, though.
Yeah, ooh, I like this one. Florida man actually punted a rabid coyote in Kissimmee.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He teed off. Four.
Absolutely. Send it. Little coyote comes charging at me, man. I'm going to kick that thing as hard as I can. I'm going to try and waffle stomp it down a drain.
We had a mangy one run across the yard the other day. I'm glad Diesel wasn't outside. I just sat here and watched it.
Should have shot it.
Yeah.
With a slingshot.
That would have been...
And hit your neighbor at the dinner table.
It's not like I could have ran.
Hobble.
Hobble over by the time it was gone.
You got a six-year-old. Hey, go get the rifle.
I was the only one here.
Oh, jeez. Diesel, get the rifle.
Yeah. Florida man dances through DUI sobriety test.
So, did he pass?
It doesn't say.
Because if you're sober enough to dance.
Headlines.
Intriguing.
Florida man caught on camera licking doorbells.
I remember that one. Yeah. I think we briefly talked about it because I'm not down with licking things that people have touched and have never been washed.
No. Man, Florida man on scooter killed in collision with deer on US 1 in Oak Hill.
That's sad. That's what terrifies me about wanting a motorcycle. Like, I hit a deer in my vehicle. Odds are my vehicle gets messed up, but I'm okay. On a motorcycle, you get on a motorbicycle and you're cruising, a deer will take you out of this world.
I'm waiting for someone to do it here. It's been 12 years and no one's hit a deer on a bike yet doing 120. Florida man fights coyote off with coffee cup. Quote, I smashed him.
Hey, own it.
He did.
I smashed him. Smash.
Okay, so someone tweeted about the upcoming hurricane, or the hurricane that's going on or has since passed.
Okay.
Yo, Dorian looks terrifying. Holy crap, be safe, Florida. Someone replied, we'll be okay. Hurricanes are what gives us the strength to become Florida man.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's how they energize. It's kind of like a full moon in the Midwest.
The rest of the country. Florida, we will have you in our prayers under this trying time. We would not wish this devastation upon anyone. Floridians, we are the honey badger. Grabs bottle of booze and cigarettes. We give no fucks. Raises up on cloud of mosquitoes. We are not the species to be meant to be last. Load shotgun to shoot at hurricane with. Our everyday weather and wildlife can kill us, but it doesn't. Drop kicks a gator. We are the Australia of the U.S. Holds up Floridian flag as eagle screeches overhead. We fear nothing. America, bring it on.
My favorite line is, we are the Australia of the U.S. That's so apropos. I've never thought about
that, but that is perfect.
All the dangerous animals and...
That is perfect. Everything in Florida can kill you. That is great.
I saw a thing where somebody put online, they were applying for Australian citizenship, and the lady said, are you a criminal or have you been in the past? And he said, no, is that still a requirement to get in? That's how Florida is. Send all our criminals there. We don't want them.
Oh, here's another one. Florida man arrested for DUI after mistaking bank drive-thru for Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's an honest mistake, man. Just slide the guy on a taco or something.
Give
him a Huntington pen and a burrito. Let him go. He's fine. It's Florida.
Florida man hit by car during failed In My Feelings challenge. Don't know what that is, but I assume you have to get out of the car and he got hit.
What kind of challenge?
In My Feelings.
Is that one of those song ones where they dance outside the car?
They get out
the car?
And they dance while the car is moving. Yeah, he got hit.
That's the thing, though.
With this one we've covered before. Florida man tells deputies he wasn't drinking while driving, just at stop signs.
Sounds like a good idea.
Oh, this is all Florida man. This is good. Florida man charged after asking deputies to test meth's quality.
Well, I mean, if you got no other way to test it, yeah.
Can you tell me if it's a
pure? See how legit this is.
Is it pure? Florida man asks about stealing Bill. Learns that, what the hell's wrong with my mouth? Florida man asks about stealing beer, learns it means jail.
Yeah. Hey, what happens if I steal things? You go to jail. But what if it's beer?
You go to jail.
Oh, in that case.
Florida man reportedly attempts to rob convenience store armed with a finger.
I just got flipped off and then I got finger gunned. I'll say, I'm assuming he means finger gun, not just a finger. Like, he severed some guy's finger and ran in, like, I'll touch you with it. This bloody nub.
I stuck it up my butt.
Ooh, gross.
Florida man breaks into stranger's garage, makes coffee.
I mean, you're tired, right?
Yes.
If you haven't had a hurricane energize you for about, 6 months, you need some coffee.
I think we covered this one before, too. Florida store owner. Don't warm urine in my microwave.
Yes, we did.
I think we did.
We're talking about why you would warm it. Has to be for a drug test.
The drug test stuff.
Yeah.
That was ages ago.
It does seem like so long ago. We've been doing this over a year now.
We have been. We missed our 1 year anniversary.
We kind of did it on purpose. It was just like, kinda, oh, we're just taking a break. Yeah. You were gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we could have came back though, and we had our one. We did 52.
If you've been listening to us from the beginning, click like, share, subscribe.
Just
buy us a cake. Give us $1 million for a golf course.
Golf course. Got that golf course. Oh, we got to keep going on with Florida Man. Nude Florida Man accuses of starting a fight outside a Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Was he starting a fight with gays?
No, it had to have been because the Popeye's chicken is not as good as Chick-fil-A.
Popeye's chicken's getting sued by a guy for wasting his time because he waited 20 minutes in line for a chicken and they were all out of chicken sandwiches.
Oh, I'd be mad too. I don't know if that's suable offense, but I'd be mad. Everybody's looking to get their dollar somehow. I just want a couple mil to do a golf course so I can buy this golf course. Naked Florida man breaks into home, attacks homeowner with a rake.
Naked Florida man breaks in, attacks.
With a rake.
But wait, what
it
would
have been so much better if it had been a hoe.
There's something else.
That's it. Naked Florida man breaks into home, attacks homeowner with a rake.
Homeowner with a rake, okay.
It would have been better if it was a hoe.
I've got hoes. I got hoes. I'm not wearing any clothes. You can see my head to my toes. Hoes.
Let's see. Are there any more? I think that's it.
I just keep singing then. I got who? How much time we got to fill?
We're done then.
Butterfly in the sky. Florida man is a wallet, really cool guy.
$300 cash card, Florida driver's license. I waited 25 minutes by the ATM where I found it. Woman traveled to Ohio to escape Hurricane Dorian to stay with family. She was crying. Been there before. I know that was the panic. I know what that panic is like. What wallet is now happening? Back in. That's dumb.
That was a headline?
No, that's a tweet.
So, well, whoever tweeted that should be fired from Twitter.
That was dumb. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a video of a gator.
Ooh. Ooh.
Guy throws gator into lake.
Awesome. Like by the tail? Hammer throw style?
I don't know.
Whip him around and let him go?
And the video won't play.
Of course
not. Oh, there it goes. Oh, so the gator's trying to attack him. Oh, he snatched it up by the back of the head. Literally just picked it up.
So I'm assuming it's not like a 12-footer.
No, it's like a 4-footer. Three and a half, 4-footer. I mean, he just... I'm so sorry you didn't get to see that, Randy.
Well, you'll have to post it.
He just picks it up and chucks it in. That's so good. I'm going to post this video. Holy shit. Here we go. Restart. Ready, Randy?
Yep.
Play. Here you go.
Kind of blurry. One-handed.
One-handed. Picks it up. Walks it across the street while it's hissing at him.
Oh, yeah. It's angry.
And it's also I mean, ready to clean big. Down. He's thunk.
He just yeeted that thing right into the river. He said, get out of here. That's
that
incredible.
Is so good. That is so good.
It's just titled because of course he did.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Like he did. It's not like he even took his time. He just went over and picked it up like it was a kitten or something.
It just right by
and
the
just
back.
Carried
of the
it right
head.
Across the street.
Oh, that's so good. All right, with that, I think we're done. That was the best Florida man that I could find. So, if you like this show, we should start doing this up front, like they do in Kame Waza. Like Drew does. If you like the show, share it with a friend. Just one person. That's it.
Just one.
You don't have to share it with many. Just one.
I shared somebody on Facebook asked what podcast I listen to, and I gave him about 8 to 10 options, including ours.
I would have given him one.
One and only one.
Ours.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Joe Rogan's.
No.
I don't even listen to his anymore.
I do. It's just it's so
I can't
long.
Wait for Mike Rowe to come out with more. His are so good.
So long to listen to. Anyway, like, share, subscribe. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and
Instagoogle, Tweetstagram. I'm going to do it every time.
That's fine. You've been doing it for like the past 60 shows.
Yeah, I can't stop now.
So,
but you gave me that look.
I'm giving you a look. I'm waiting for you to do it as I'm in the middle of.
Oh yeah, you are
giving out the shares. Where to find
my
us.
Belt real quick?
Ooh.
Yep, that's the same reaction Beth gave me the first time. Yeah. You get used to it.
No. And you can check. You can send us an email at buckhornpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any Florida mans you like, post them up. Send us a link. Put them on Facebook. And if there's anything you guys want to hear us not talk about or talk about, shoot us a message on the Facebooks or the Twitters.
Yeah, if you tell us what you want to talk about, we'll try and cover it. If you tell us what you don't want to hear about, we're going to probably do that anyway.
Right.
So thank you for the ideas.
So anyway, that's it. We're done. I'm Martel. He's Randy. And we're out.
Peace.
Pinkies up.